Well, they have that. I don't know what caused it, nothing, but people here in Louisiana, sometimes people have that itch catching.
Mm-hmm. The 7-year itch?
Yeah. The old people used to say the only cure for it, it stayed on you 7 years, you just have to scratch the 7 years out, but they got a cure for that now. You know, one time I had a cousin live down here on Papa's place back there, first cousin. And I don't know where his kids got it, might have got to school, but they had the 7 year age. Well, we had this year hiding water from town. They didn't have it back there. They had that old well water. You know, it was hard. Mm-hmm. You couldn't wash any good because the soap didn't take any good. And she'd bring her clothes up here and ask my wife if she could wash. Yeah. They had them old rub boards, you know. You seen them old wash boards you rub up and down. Well, she told her, yeah. Well, she'd come in and wash them clothes. And, of course, they didn't scald the tubs out or nothing. And they had the 7 year each. Well, I didn't know it then. Gone time after they washed, yeah. So I took it, and I worked in Stand Oil. I went to the doctor's eye, the hospital, and they told me I had a 7 year each. They gave me a paper to go get me stuff. You didn't do me no good. So I went to my family doctor here at Baker, Dr. Singletary, and he told me that what I had, but none of my folks didn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do me no good. So we had an old colored woman come in and wash for me and live down on Papa's place.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that old black salve all on me and told her not to take a bath for 2 days. Well, it ruined my underclothes. It right black, something like axle grease.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Aunt Mary, I said, Aunt Mary, I reckon you think funny my clothes messed up like that. But I said, I got the 7 year each and doctor told me to use this salve. And I said, it ain't doing me no good. She said, well, Mr. Willis, said, you go up here to Zachary and get you a dime box of mustard, sulfur,
mm-hmm.
and said, get you some hog lard and mix that up together and put it on you and said, you won't have to do it but twice and you'll be well. Well, I done it and sure enough, it killed me. And I done paid the doctor $6 or $7 for stuff, didn't do me a bit of good.
Mm-hmm.
And that show you has something in it. I see that old colored woman. She told me what to do, and it killed me.
Mm-hmm.
But all that stuff I was paying them doctors, it didn't do me a bit of good.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah, I've heard them talk about it. I got a tree down in the backyard. It's a sarsaparilla, ain't it?
Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla tree. Well, back yonder when we was kids back home, the people used to go, used to be some old stumps over there when they put that railroad out to put through them fields.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go down and dig them roots up and boil out and make a tea and give it to the kids in the spring of the year to purify the blood. It makes a pretty good drink.
Mm-hmm.
Sweeten it, you know, it tastes good. I didn't mind taking that. Well, I went out here to aim it for my brother got a camp out there and some little trees and I pulled me one up. Good many years ago, about bigger than my finger that high. I sat down in the backyard, and I reckon it's that big around, that great big tall thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't never took none of it and made no tea out of it.
A woman who's lost her husband should be called a
widow.
Uh huh. What if her husband just left her? Then she'd be a.
She'd still be a. She'd be a grass widow, wouldn't she?
Okay. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Cradle.
Or something on wheels.
Or, well, a stroller, huh?
Huh?
You could either lay it back or set it up and push him, like mm-hmm. pushing him in a baby buggy.
Mm-hmm. Say, talking about the baby buggy, if you put the baby in the buggy, then you'd go out and what the baby?
Push it ahead of you.
Okay. And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Mm-hmm.